From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Oh yeah.
Well,
Blue Show, Big Blue Roundtable, after the draft episode, Steve, Chris, stakeholders, all aboard, man. We're going to talk some off-season, after the draft stuff, undrafted free agents, of course, bring up some Eric Flowers stuff, how we feel about that. Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, look, we won last week. That's how I look at it.
And it wasn't by one.
It wasn't, you know, by a field goal. I think it was a very convincing win, and that's all we need to address from here on, man. I think the stakeholders, this is going to be a great show because I think the stakeholders are going to really, really lend to some really, really wonderful knowledge of what it takes to build a team, man. I mean, we're all on the same. We always were on the same page, but now we're all a little bit more gleeful about what's going on going forward, man. So let's rock and roll, man. Let's rock and roll, Steve. How you doing, man?
I'm great. What a great – it has nothing to do with the football team, but the Yankees, what a win today. What a road trip.
Yes,
last week.
Man, hey, that's – what's that? That's 12 out of the last 13? No, 11 out of the last 13.
Close enough.
I forgot how
close
it
enough.
Was. But we're doing enough. Well. But I also got to give a real big blue up to welcome aboard David Tisdale, by the way. Okay?
I was going to get to that.
I love it, man. You ain't excited about that?
I'm not. Not really. If you heard the Knickerbocker Avenue fan, all that discussion was on the Knickerbocker Avenue fan forum on Wednesday. My exact sentiments, I want to get deep into that. I'm lukewarm about it. For the reasons I said on the Wednesday's episode on BleedBlueShow.com. Let me get back to the Yankees real quick before we bring on the stakeholders, Bakes and, of course, stakeholders. Just on the Yankees tip, because we're going to be on Monday at 9 o'clock, this upcoming Monday. That's going to be in between the series between Cleveland and Boston. And the Yankee fans have been going crazy on the Bleed Blue Show, hitting us up. Oh, when in the Yankees episode, it's usually every Monday. We've got a lot to discuss. We're right back in the thick of things. Boston, we're right on your ass. We're coming, man. We have – the bats are alive for the most part. Some of them are heating up more than others.
Juan Carlos, hey,
man.
If you're going to break out of it, that's the pitcher you do it against, though. I love that. I love it.
Severino. I'll tell that on Monday because Severino – I mean, who knows? I mean, we could go into this next season, next series versus Cleveland, and could really just – we can get killed, you know, but you never know. But as of right now, happy state. Shout out to even the Mets, too. Shout out to the Mets. They're doing their thing, too, as well. Not Mets haters at all here on this platform. But as far as – let me go back to the Giants because, you know, last week our episode, the live draft, the live reaction, you guys, the stakeholders, the signing off. I'm pretty sure everybody's sound with the pick. I love this draft. I really do love this draft. Dave Gettleman, I thought he did a great job, man. A great job. Just overall. Putting this piece to this team together.
Right. You know, we're going to discuss that, Steve. We're going to get all into that because this has been, you know, I have to admit, this is one of the better drafts we've had in every now and then we get one or two decent players, but I think we got four quality right here, and that's pretty good for a five-pick draft? One, two, three, four, five-pick draft?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good. That's pretty good.
I think so.
So we'll see. Maybe we got five. Who knows? But that's up for discussion, and that's why we're here tonight. Let's rock and roll. Let's see where it takes us. Who's in the house? What's going on?
Let's get to the roll call. I'm bringing on stakeholders to say hello. But actually, Bakes from the Frontliners. Frontliners on Facebook, the Facebook page, and of course, Frontliners NYG on Twitter, NYG Frontliners on the gram. Bakes, man, what's up? How you doing? How's everything?
Hollis in the building.
Hollis to Hollywood, but is he good?
What's going on?
What up?
Hey, listen, it's always good when you're up. When you're up, you got to be up. Are we up? You know, we had a tremendous draft.
Yep.
You drafted on need.
Yep.
Plugged some holes. You got some talent in there, too. So I can't complain. I really can't complain. You know, I'm sure some people may not be too happy with some of the picks, but I think we filled a lot of needs. I think Gettleman has been keeping up with what he's been saying, you know, about improving the run, getting these hog mollies in there, improving the defense, improving the trenches on both sides. That's how you win in this league. That's the first part that you go to. And, you know, we got some more issues to address. There's some things that I'm still, you know, leery about, and we'll talk about it. But, you know, for most part, I think we got some talent, and we definitely fill some needs. But I think overall it was a quality draft, and it's something to rebuild for the future, because it felt like at a point in the Reese era, even though we did win two championships, we didn't fill a lot of those holes that were coming down the pipe and, you know, keep the team moving for the future. I think we made some moves for the future.
All right. Oh, okay. That's the Bakes.
2 points. Can I say 2 points real quick? One for Bakes, but one before I go to Bakes. And then we're going to bring on a roll call for the other guys. Number one, I want to say congratulations to the stakeholders of this platform, the Bleed Blue Show. You wonder, why are you congratulating us? Because especially to those stakeholders on the mock draft episode, specifically that episode, part one, because those stakeholders who took the time to do the research, have they not landed damn near every pick Gettleman landed on Thursday? Of course, Thursday. That was a no-brainer. But Friday and Saturday of the NFL draft. And it makes this platform more credible for what it is, because when you sit back and do the homework, I think we landed on every pick except the quarterback, for the most part. And I'll even attest that even one stakeholder was even in the ballpark on the quarterback. Well, I won't say his name. He'll probably say it when he gets to his point. But I want to say congratulations to Chris, Sarge, Rayson, whoever else was on that episode. I can't. Well, a Worm, all those guys.
Worm.
Man, they nailed that draft. Applying logic, it was great. Bakes, before we go to Sickles, let everybody know, man, about what's going on with the front lines. I know you guys had community service projects going down and anything, any information with the patches and anything else you guys, merchandises and stuff like that. And then we'll get into the front line.
Absolutely. We had our community service kickoff last week. We know Blue Blue Arizona did a charity drive during the draft, and some other groups across the country did some things on weekend Saturday. What we did was community service at Grant Park doing landscaping and cleanup. With a few of us had a great time, posted some pictures, and we're going to be continuing to make those moves and doing events coming too. Just an earmark that October 22nd, live and direct, Monday Night Football primetime in Atlanta. Everyone's welcome to come through. Tailgating events to be coming. Details to be coming shortly. Don't miss out. It's going to be the largest event of the year. If you came to Tampa last year, imagine that times 1,000. Guaranteed, do not miss that. And we got the patches. You can get them through me. Hit me up at MIG Frontliners on Instagram or through the Facebook media page, The Frontliners, or on Twitter at Frontliners MIG, or at Instabakes on IG. So we're here. Frontliners are here. We're doing our thing. Frontliner Radio, shout out to the platform. Shout out to Steve and the professor, man. We're doing it. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
That is Bakes. Hollis boys, man.
That's Bakes. Let's keep rolling. Who's
all right, roll call time. Real quick, say hello, how you doing? Introduction, and then, of course, you guys are going to have a lot of time to sound off on the draft and undrafted free agents. We got the off-season work schedule. Eric Flowers, I definitely want to play pro bono to him. Didn't see anybody. I wish I had the Perry Mason music so I could go out and defend him. Let's go to at everything NYG. At everything NYG. Right. I didn't have time to cue it up. Robbie, what up, man? How you doing?
Yo, what's good? Hey, Money Mayfield, boy. Money Mayfield, boy.
You said it.
Yo, I love it. Hey, what's up, guys? Anyways, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? You were ahead of the curve of that Baker Mayfield, man. When everybody, all this fake news on screaming on, you know, other quarterbacks, you were ahead of the curve, man. Got to give it to you.
Hey, I saw the Jets tweet that picture the other day of Darnold holding his jersey, man, and I threw up my mouth just thinking it was blue. Oh, thank God for Barkley, man. That was Reese. We would have met and taken my Barkley jacket to overall. Five.
Hey, yeah, wow.
Happy, man.
At everything. All right, cool.
We'll talk.
At everything NYG. All right, cool. Let's get to Chantel Rebel, man. I have no idea.
Love
actually,
of my life.
I kind of have an idea. Yeah, man. Talking, you know, representing the group, the Giants fans. Chantel, KGYR Capital, what up? How you doing?
First and foremost, can you hear me?
Can't hear you.
Clear.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes, dog.
Loud and clear.
I can hear you.
Oh,
yeah, we got
thank
you locked
God.
In.
No, I have these headphones on because I'm playing video games and I don't want to hold my phone. I am so glad to be here and I can't wait to talk about the draft. Fair warnings. Mm-hmm. Eric Flowers, I'm going to tear your ass a new one tonight. I can't wait. Oh, my
I'm here
God.
To play public
Thanks.
Defender for Eric Flowers. I'm here to play
oh,
public
wait, you're...
defender for Eric Flowers.
Steve, you playing public defender, right?
Right.
Would you like to meet my dragons tonight?
Would you like to meet my dragons tonight?
Let's do this.
You're awesome.
Yeah, hold on, because I gotta pick your brain on all that stuff. Hold on real quick. Let's go to the West Coast. Giants fans in LA.com, that would be Steve. The leader out there, Giants and Mets fans in LA.com too, man. Steve, what's going on?
Yep.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. The Mets have hit a little downturn and it's I'm not gonna talk about it, but it takes away Yeah, they're being bad, the Mets again. They're getting concerned about whether or not they were the Mets. They're proving that they are. I'm just going to say, remind people, Jason from Big Blue Arizona is still collecting money for this J Fund fundraiser they did on the draft until tomorrow. And actually, you can pay him directly on PayPal. It's paypal.me/BigBlueArizona. So if you haven't participated in it, please do. Last time I talked to them, they were close to $2,000. So, you know, a couple people can push them over that. That would be very nice. Congrats to Robbie and the other people, Robbie in particular, on nailing these draft picks. So it was very impressive just to see them come off exactly the way that he thought they would, especially with his Twitter feed also as they were happening. So that's what I got to say about that, and I'll wait to come back around again.
Appreciate you, boss. Appreciate you.
All right. Well, we in the house, Steve, and I really want to know everybody's grade, bro. I really want to know everybody's grade, and I really want to know what was their surprise pick. Who surprised them? Like, you know, him, them? Why were they there? You know, good or bad? I would love to hear that. I would
right.
love to hear.
Want
to
start?
What do you think, Uncle?
Yeah, I will give this team a solid, somewhere between an A minus and an A, because I didn't think Lorenzo Carter was going to be there. I know Rayson called that pick in his mock draft.
Right.
Kudos to Ray.
Right.
But I didn't think I didn't have him in my mind, because I thought he would have been gone. And the fact that he fell that he did, glad that we picked him up. And I called B.J. Hill and the McIntosh pick. Well, it was more so the McIntosh pick on the button. I thought Hill would have been gone as well. But to answer your question, somewhere between an A minus and an A, I thought they kind of left the quarterback pick on the table. I get the logic as far as future quarterback future. You did the right thing getting the running back at number two. And if you're going to go get a quarterback, it might as well have been in the later rounds. He did well in the Senior Bowl. I would be lying to you guys if I said I watched every college game that he played at Richmond. I know I did it. You guys know I did not watch it. I watched a lot of college football. I didn't watch a lot of Richmond football. But that pick going against Davis Webb, so I would assume going into this next season we're going to carry three quarterbacks on the roster. So A minus A. I guess you could ask that same question to each stakeholder, and then we can get into a more in-depth dialogue. So whoever's next, matter of fact, you go next, Chris, and then go to Bakes, and then go right down the line.
I was surprised at the quarterback pick. I thought that – I'm sorry, I wasn't popular with it. Everyone that's pretty much on in the queue right now pretty much said, nah, Chris, man. He's the MVP of the Senior Bowl. He's good looking in terms of mechanics. He's better than you think. You know, Davis Webb needs some competition in camp. This, that, and the third. You know, that's commendable. But the truth of the matter is, man, this is just me, and I know this is going to sound very unpopular, but, you know, that would have been a good, very good time to select a cornerback. You know, that's just me. Okay, I think you can get competition for Davis Webb anywhere. I'm not trying to put Kyle down. I'm just saying that this was a critical draft, and we needed some key pieces. And for the most part, we got them. But that we could have waited on the quarterback. That was my only problem with that. The only thing was that, okay? Other than that, you know, solid picks all the way around. I cannot believe everyone chose just about everybody picked Will Hernandez, and bam, he was there. And Kettleman obviously was looking or listening or doing the same kind of homework because, bam, that if you go back to the broadcast, you'll see that selection normally comes in, you know, pretty quickly when you're on the fifth, sixth, or seventh round. It never comes fast in the second round. That one came really, really fast. So I really that's my favorite pick of the draft. Darnell was a no-brainer. I can't believe you got McIntosh on the button, Steve. I was like, yeah, that's nice.
Oh,
that's a nice gesture. But damn, you called, and he called him. I'm like, damn.
I did.
I couldn't believe it. Hill, I don't know. I don't. You know what?
He's on my board.
I haven't seen a lot of him. But, you know, I guess he's got good pedigree. But I do know Lorenzo Carter is going to show out, particularly under Bechner. He's going to show out, and a lot of NFL teams are going to they're going to be kicking themselves. Watch out, he is going to be a star, and he's got a lot to prove. He's pissed anyway. He dropped that low, so watch out. So I'm going to give an overall grade of A minus here. I believe it was a great draft. I think that was just total win for the Giants going forward, and I think we got some quality there. You know what? Even with our quarterback, we got some quality. So that's what's happening there. Before we move on, though, I want to remind everybody we still are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google, at Bleed Blue Show or The Bleed Blue Show, whatever it is going to come up. Check out the Frontliners page, too, that Bakes was just talking about, NYG Frontliners as well. Okay, where are we going, Steve? I'm sorry, man. I'm having such a good time. We back to Bakes. Where you at, bro?
Go back to Bakes. Go back to Bakes, yeah.
Hey,
I'm right.
What's your grade, man?
Hey, my grade is somewhere in between an A minus, B plus. Not gonna give an A because there's no perfect draft unless we had multiple first rounders, like another team we won't mention that didn't do a couple smart moves. Cleveland. Cleveland.
We're not gonna talk about them.
Hey, we don't root for that team.
No, we don't.
Big one, no brainer. I was a little concerned when they picked Baker Mayfield because I knew we had an interest in Darnold. And I knew they weren't going to pick at that point. I knew it was going to be either Darnold or Saquon. It wasn't going to be Chubb.
And so we were kind of concerned. You know, we, the group, was kind of concerned, but I'm happy with Saquon. I know the route of the draft the last 10 or so years is not to pick high for running back, but I think this guy, I just have a feeling, I think this guy is special.
Oh, yes, he is.
I think this guy is special. I just have a feeling that he's special. And is, you know, everybody keeps saying the best player in the draft. Now, he still has to come in and work and deal with the protagonists of working in New York City, good-looking young man, all that stuff. All those pitfalls he's got to steer away from. Hopefully he'll learn from OBJ's mistakes, or not really mistakes, but his little pitfalls. And, you know, that's another issue. But Will Hernandez was a great pick. And I'm going to be straight up honest. I'm not the best at the draft because for years we always talk about what we like and then they would pick whoever they wanted. So I never really put a lot of emphasis. I can know what I like and, you know,
flowers.
Pick whatever you like. So it is what it is, but we don't have that problem. We have a general manager who picks on need and emphasis on with a purpose. So that's what we like, not just raw talent. My sleeper pick that I didn't pick, but my sleeper pick is this guy Carter, with the raw talent, and you know they're saying not as much football, but he kind of reminds me of when we drafted JPP out of from Florida, not Florida University, but you know Florida talking about.
South
and they were saying the same thing, right? A lot of talent, a lot of athletic talent, real raw, but can get after it. And this guy felt so he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. When he comes in and work, I think he can really produce for us on the defensive side. I think we got good value at the quarterback. I don't really know much about the guy, but everybody keeps saying that it was good value at that pick, and the dude can really play. I haven't looked at his highlights yet, but that's what we're hearing. So now the concern for me overall now is can we gel? How quickly can we gel and bring these all these different personalities and skill sets together to make a team, because it's not just only talent, it's personalities, it's, you know, everybody working towards the same goal, and how quickly can we get that together and move forward together. So that's the next step, and I'm really excited about that. So I'll give them an A-, B+. Gellman did a great one for his first job back with the Giants. He did a great job.
Good deal.
You know, Chris, before we go on to the next stakeholder, real quick, I was trying to compare it. Now, if you guys don't mind, it's up to you, it's optional. Would you say this is the best draft on paper for the Giants that you've seen in the last, I don't know, 30 years? Because I'm putting it up there, man. Because I can't think of a draft with on paper with as much impact right away that we've had. I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I had mentioned it on probably a podcast earlier this week on Monday. I thought it was the 03 draft. The 03 draft, I thought we had a gang of picks, so we couldn't really botch that up, but I thought we came out, you know, with a lot of good talent in that draft. And I just wanted to ask any other stakeholders if there's any other drafts you thought was better than this, and if they want to incorporate that in their and their time to speak.
The 03 draft. Who was the 03 draft again? Who was that, bro?
That was the Human Euro draft. That was David Deal was in that draft. William Joseph.
Yeah.
Vitante Shenko was there for a little bit. That was a good value pick at the time. Right before Coughlin. So this was in the fossil on the Coughlin. But I thought that was a good draft. We had some players played, a lot of rotational guys. Some guys won Super Bowls on that roster. Immediate impact, man, on that defensive line. Helped what it was, added on Strahan at that time.
I don't know my years that well, but I know my draft. I know my
draft. Yeah, go ahead.
And I remember, I think it was 2010 when JPP came. I think it was that 2010?
Yeah. That is right.
Okay. When yes, in that draft.
The next year.
Yeah. Now he got chosen, and then was Lindell Joseph next?
He was in that draft too, but it was him because I remember Brandon Graham from the Eagles. I can't remember. I think Brandon Graham from the Eagles was selected after JPP from Michigan at the time.
Right.
So it was JPP. Right. And, he was JPP was considered like a project. So a lot of people didn't really know about him, you know?
Right.
So it was JPP,
exactly.
Deval Joseph. Who else was in that job? We had a punter in that draft. Was it Matt Dodge?
Mitch Petras. Remember,
Matt Dodge was in it. Wasn't that Matt Dodge
Matt
in that
Dodge
draft?
Was in
yeah.
that draft.
He's
Matt
the
Dodge
one that ended up
Yeah,
the Miracle in Meadowlands too. Mr. Miracle in the Meadowlands too. Thank you.
We had a guard named Mitch Petras and out of Arkansas, and everybody said, "Oh man, he's a second. He's a borderline future Hall of Famer," and he never panned out.
That draft can't touch. That draft can't touch.
Draft can't touch
or 03.
But you're right. Matt Dodge was in that draft. I remember that. I think that was the last player they got in that draft. But I thought that was a pretty decent draft. But I remember the draft, Steve, because we had guys. You know, we had a chance to draft Navarro Bowman in that draft. Jimmy Graham was in that draft. I'm trying to remember who was Geno somebody from Cincinnati. He was available.
Geno Atkins. Yeah, Geno Atkins. Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah. Baby. That was that was a Corsi's draft. Okay, let's go to the next stakeholder. I know we're kind of rambling on. Who's next?
Yeah,
Robbie, edit everything in.
Yeah, Rob, go ahead and do your spiel, bro. You got the floor.
Yeah, you know, I thought the draft was perfect. Like you guys said, I mean, I can't think of a draft better than that in recent history. I give it an A-, if not an A. You know, a lot of people didn't like the Kyle Lauletta pick. I was at the Senior Bowl, man. I watched him play. I met him, you know, and everyone said the same thing around me. And scouts, players, fans, all around me are saying the same thing. This guy's special. You know, right when he went into the game, he was launching the ball beautifully. He flicks the ball beautifully. Great pocket awareness, great accuracy, and he throws one of the best back-end touchdown fades I've ever seen. You can go watch up highlights. He hits it every single time. Great player. Really good player, and he's excited to be here. Great family, great background. Damn good pick, and it wouldn't be surprising at all if he beat out Davis Webb to me. That's going to be a hell of a fight. You know, a lot of people didn't like it in the fourth round. He could have won in the second round, man. That was a beautiful pick, and you can't be mad at Gettleman
I'm
for picking.
Mad, Robbie. I know you got him, but privately.
I'm not saying in general. You can't be mad at Gettleman for taking incredible value right there.
Right.
Lorenzo Carter, you know, that's a guy I was hoping for as well. Through the Twitter, I didn't mock him to us in the show, but I love that guy. I love Carter. I think he's going to be like you said. I think he's going to be a star in this league. He's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's just an incredible talent. You can put him at end, you can put him an outside linebacker, and he is so fast, so lengthy. He's going to get to the ball carrier or the quarterback with ease. Barkley's Barkley. That's just a home run pick. He's already leading the league for rookies and jersey sales, for rightfully so. I mean, everyone's excited for this pick. You know, a lot of guys are like, oh, yeah, you passed on a quarterback here. We got our quarterback in round four, and on top of that, you know, you have to look at it realistically. Is Gettleman and Shermer going to let that quarterback play for the next 2 years? Probably not. So you take your instant impact in Barkley. I have no doubt in my mind he goes over 1,000 yards easily as long as he stays healthy, knock on wood. And I think he's going to be huge. I can't wait to watch him take his first carry in New York. I'll be there for that game. So can't wait for that. And Will Hernandez, we all said it. All of us said it. Round of applause for all of us, man. Will Hernandez was the most obvious pick, in my opinion, in the entire
what
draft.
What a find.
Attack.
Yes, indeed.
There's no way you pass up on him. He is an
no
absolute
way.
Baller. And he's another guy I got to talk to, man. I brought up New York to him when I was there, and he even said then I'd love to be there. You know what I mean? Of course he does, but you get my point. You know, he was already on board. He told me at the Senior Bowl that the Giants were the team that showed the most interest in him, and here we are. So
put him on an all rookie team too, Rob. Put him on an all rookie team too. Put him on an all rookie team as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And BJ Hill, I don't know how we got him that late. Like you said, I don't know how we got him that late. You know, it's just great picks. You know, RJ McIntosh, you nailed that on the head. I can't really. You know, he's a good player. He had one of the best run-stopping percentage in the college last year at the U. I can't lie and say I knew anything about him coming in because I didn't. I wasn't huge on the pick. I felt like Tyrell Crosby was a better selection right there. But Gettleman's doing exactly what he said he would, and that's building up the trenches from the inside out. And we have so much depth now at the D-line that it's stupid. Because Damon Harrison ain't going to be here for forever, man. So B.J. Hill, he's an instant starter if you need him. McIntosh, I think he's going to be a little bit more of a project. I think you need to give him a few years. But overall, damn good player. He reminds me of JPP a lot off the edge, and he reminds me of that same, you know, like you guys said, the raw coming out of college that just develops into something special. So overall, man, this draft is my favorite draft of my lifetime. I'm the youngest on the show. My favorite draft of my lifetime, 110%. Gettleman's my GM, man, and he has all my faith, bro, all of my faith. If he can sit there and pass on a guy like Sam Darnold that everyone was gushing over, his and Barkley, his guy, that's incredible to me, and I'm so happy for Baker Mayfield, you know, 1-2, beautiful. But I'm going to stop rambling, man. This draft was gorgeous, and I can't wait to keep talking about it.
My man Rob at Everything NYG. Wow, man. Hey, we're gonna keep it moving. 929-477-4171. The rebellious one, you better be nice. You better be nice. Chantel is on the line, Azul. All right, better be nice. Let's go. Let's hear it. Give us your grade.
I'll see her in court. I'll see you in court.
You know what? No. There's a very similarity between Chris and my uncle. Chris and my uncle have this habit of telling me, Chantel, be nice. And I'm going to ask you the same thing. What the hell is that? What does be nice mean? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I guess
that
you wouldn't know that language. Okay, maybe
no,
I shouldn't.
No, I've never heard. Yeah, I'm going to turn the back burner on, and I'm going to put Eric Flowers there for right now.
Would you give us the draft grade, dear, please?
My draft grade, easy, straightforward A. I think that Gettleman hit in every need, every category that he could. And I was one of those people thinking, oh, my God, he didn't get a corner. You know, I would have preferred, like, a wide receiver. I'm thinking that Gettleman saw something in those group of corners, in those group of wide receivers that he did not like, nor did
thing.
He – did not like nor want for this team. Right. So he also brought in a couple of undrafted free agents, some new wide receivers among us, and it also kind of opens the door for guys like Lewis and I think Travis Rudolph are here to kind of prove themselves again to Gettleman to, you know, to say that, you know, I belong on this team. So that's good. My favorite pick in the draft is Hernandez. Let me tell you why. I have been dying, needing just dead thirst for a Hog Molly lineman, and I finally got it. I mean, Jerry Reese, I hope you turned on your TV and watched, because this is how it's freaking done, dude. This is what needs to be done. You're sitting over here scratching your nuts, just passing on linemen. Thank you, gentlemen. Hashtag save us, Dave. Finally, so very grateful. I wasn't really expecting the two defensive tackles. I wasn't expecting that. But, you know, it's like Robbie said, Snacks isn't going to be here forever. And I'm really hoping that he kind of passes on his knowledge to these young guys. And also, I hope that, I don't know if you guys know this, but there was like a rumor going around that Navarro Bowman was visiting with the Giants. And I was crossing my fingers, hoping like, yes.
Yeah.
Let this dude sign, because we don't have that veteran leadership among linemen, and Navarro would be a blessing to Carter. So that's something that I'm really hoping for. I think I'm excited for Barkley, because that's just another weapon on the offense. And because of how good our offense looks, I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what's going to really impress me more. The defense or the offense? That's something you guys can discuss later, a question that I want everybody to answer. I'm kind of knowing what everybody's going to say, but I just want everybody's intake on that. So personally for me, I really want to watch the offense, because I don't think that Eli has had this amount of dynamic talent around him. You know,
The weapons. You mean the weapons.
Right, the weapons.
Right.
I don't think he's had these amount of weapons that's so dynamic around him before.
Right.
And with a brand new line, I mean, the sky is the limit right here. So personally, it's awesome to me. I can't wait to see it. Now, Steve, shall we move Flowers onto the front burner and get this over with? Would you like to go there?
On the next go around.
After
everybody gets their grade. I'm 500%
about
sure. I'm 500%
sure.
500% sure.
Okay. But for right now, Flowers is going to move his
ass. Let me ask you this. You brought up Will Hernandez. Before we go to, I think, Steve's next. Let me ask you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say this offensive line, as of right now, is better than Rich Seibert, David Deal, O'Hara, McKenzie?
No.
I'm asking Chantel. I'm
asking that to myself. Go ahead, continue.
I'm asking Chantel.
I wish I could answer that, but I can't because I know that you really want to answer. It's just that I really don't like to play paper football. I don't want to be like, yeah, this line's going to be better. It's going to be better than what we had back in 07 and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that because I want to assess and see how the line comes together and gels together first. So
I'm going to kill you for it now. I'm just kidding.
Dragons are hungry.
I hear that. all right, cool. Thanks on that. No. I think it's getting to where it needs to be.
I have to ask you a question.
Real quick.
Hernandez is playing left guard, right?
I think that's debatable. I think it could go either way. I could see it both sides. He played left guard in college. He could be easily moved to the right. Like, would you put all your talent on the line on the left side with Solder, or do you want to spread it across the line and do what you do? It's a debatable question. I think we should all answer that. I was thinking about that during the draft, actually. Do you move left guard or right guard? I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't even.
I mean, the reason I was asking is because I was looking at Amama May's, at his, his resume lately, and he's been bounced around throughout the league on a couple of teams, and that kind of bothers me a little bit. And I'm looking, and it wasn't until he signed with the Jags that he actually hit his stride. Now, I don't know which position particularly he played, but that position differs from where he was all those other teams he was on. Because he was with the Niners, he was with the Bucks, he was with this, he was. If they put Omema in his spot where he was on the Jags, then he's going to be there solidly. I mean, that just moved John Jerry, another one who can hold these middle fingers proudly out of the way.
Yeah, he's holding middle fingers, man. Now don't worry about him. He's on the bench, coming off the bench or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Quite cool. Thank you very much. Chris, who's next? Steve in L.A., I think?
Oh, we got Steve, Giants fan in L.A. on the line. Can't wait for this analysis. Go ahead, Steve. Do your thing.
All right, guys. I give this – okay, so let me just start by saying that I've been vocal about I wanted them to take a quarterback. I haven't changed that. I wish they had taken Josh Rosen, but it's neither here nor there. They didn't do that, and I wasn't expecting them to, so – that's fine. Secondly, if it were up to me, I'd rather they would have traded down and picked up one of the linemen earlier in the first draft and gotten even one or two extra second-round picks. Imagine if their line right now was, if they had traded down, let's say drafted McGlinchey and still drafted Hernandez in the second round along with a running back, and now their line was McGlinchey, Hernandez, Jones, Omame, and Solder. How solid that line would be and how much better off they would be rather than right tackle basically still being a black hole. I mean, who knows you're going to get a Wheeler? Who knows what you're going to get out of Flowers? And, that could ruin everything. But they didn't do that either, and I was expecting that, so that's okay. Given the draft what it was, I was happy with it. I would give them a B+. I think that obviously Barkley is a special talent. Hernandez was, they're very fortunate that he fell down to them. Lorenzo Carter seems good. I want to make a comment about that. They definitely needed to beef up their defensive line. You're talking about a team that could barely get pressure on quarterbacks last year, and that was with JPP. And so without him, They certainly needed to infuse talent into that defensive line, and they have. And also, I think bringing in Carter will also bring a pass rush. The Letta pick, I'm kind of mixed about. On the one hand, you know, if you're going to win now, then win now. And there are certainly other players that could have helped immediately. On the other hand, you know, it seems that maybe Shurmur, like, really liked the guy. And, you know, if they see an upside in him and a potential in him, then I'm fine with it. Maybe I would have done something different. Maybe one of the last picks I would have gone with another one of the offensive linemen like Jamarco Jones, someone like that. But I'm okay with it, so I would give it a B+. I will say one thing about Lorenzo Carter. Whoever put up his highlight videos needs to pick better highlights, because it's a lot of plays of broken plays that he just cleans up. In fact, someone stuck on him like a highlight of a muffed punt snap that he cleans up, and I'm just like, if that's one of his best plays, it's not very good, you know. I'm just going to say that because, you know, I don't watch Georgia football week in and week out, so I have to go by just whatever piece we'll post on the internet. So overall, I think it's a B+. I think they addressed needs and they drafted solid guys and weren't really any reaches. So I'm happy with it. Like I said, it's not what I would have done, but I already knew they weren't going to do what I would have done. So given that, I thought it was a good draft.
All right. You know, Steve, I got to tell you, though, Carter, when he played against Alabama, there was three of them. I think it was Alabama, it was Ole Miss, not Mississippi State, and maybe Auburn. He looked incredible. He's a guy that plays, waits for the big moments. And not situationally, just he's one of those guys that you got to get excited. I don't know why he dropped as low as he did, but one thing for sure, he's a talent and he's a great find. And with a coordinator like Betchner, you're going to see some really, really great football out of this guy. Trust me. Believe me. He's worth something. And I know what you're talking about because those highlights look like crap. They do.
So thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I'm just sitting there going, I'm scratching my head going, who the hell picked these highlights?
You really have to understand the situation he was in defense, because they put him in situations where they allow Roquan Smith, the other linebacker, to do a lot of the dirty work. He was kind of more to do what they asked him to do, like whatever, because he was kind of more versatile when it came to whatever they needed. In the NFL, his game is going to open up, man. Watch. You'll see.
Oh, it really
his
will.
Game's going to open up.
Well, you
it
can
really
definitely
will.
See the speed. Even in those bad hunts, you can definitely see the speed and the burst off the line when he's going after it. I mean, a lot of them were basically the blocking. The other team would have like a complicated blocking scheme, and his quickness out of the just off the line was so fast that it just blew up whatever they were trying to do, and he just got to the quarterback right away. So despite their bad highlight selection, that definitely jumped out of the screen, how much, you know, his burst and his ability to just kind of shoot past the people trying to block him. So, I mean, I'm happy. That was just my comment about what people chose to highlight about him.
I know it was a terrible tape. It was ugly, particularly the one on YouTube. All right.
Yeah.
Giants fans in L.A., that's Steve, everybody. Guess who's in the house, Azul?
Who?
Ray Sun.
Oh.
Join the crew. What's up?
Captain
Yo.
John Carl Stanton.
Yo, yeah. Steve, you better cut that shit out, Steve. Listen. Yeah.
He didn't even win the game by himself last night.
Listen. The Yankees won today. I'm happy. Listen. Anyway, now let's talk about this draft. Listen.
Yes. That's what you're here for. Give us the grade, man. Give us the grade.
Listen. Lorenzo Carter, I told y'all.
Yeah, you did.
Third round, we got him. I know why we got him. That was my pick. You know why? Because he fit our defensive scheme. Let me tell you why. He might be a little undersized to play defensive end, but the dude can move, and he can be that dude, whatchamacallit, offensive linebacker. I mean, outside linebacker. Listen, you people are crazy, man. Listen,
what?
I'm tired of y'all. Listen, yo, listen, right, listen, right. listen. I'm tired of y'all. Yo, this is the best draft we had in years. I'm talking about years.
Yes.
This is a great, great draft. You know what I'm saying? Gettleman did his thing. You know, and I feel that this is the beginning of championship team. And that's all I got for now, man.
I agree with you. I think it is. I think it's – and let me say this, Steve. Let me say this, Steve, because this hasn't come up yet because we talked about it a lot before. I love the shiny new toy we have in Mr. Saquon Barkley. Okay? I got to tell you. Last year, and when I looked at I don't know where it's at, but when I looked at the paper, I remember us being 31st ranked offense in the league last year. And there was a lot of reasons for that. It was ugly. But Sherman's not going to play that nonsense. He's going to bring a lot of misdirection and a lot of different kinds of versatile play calling. He's going to open up the field. And we're going to be really dynamic next year. And the thing about acquiring Barkley the way we have, and I think Robbie might have brought this up. I think it was Robbie a couple of weeks ago. But you got to use a guy like that, like in every facet. You can run him on the first two downs. You can put him in a slot. He can take care of the screen passes for you. He can do the post routes. You know, he's dynamic. He can be used in any scenario. He will just be an improvement to this. I mean, he'll enhance the improvement of this offense. And it's just going to be really something to see. Now, that's how it looks right now. The gentleman is not through fine-tuning this squad. And he's getting a lot of input from Shermer. And also, now that I think about it, the Kyle Loretta pick, you know, Mike Shula's job, I think, is to basically work with Webb and whoever is behind him. In this case, it would be Loretta and I think Alex Tanney's our other quarterback on the roster right now. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's there. Okay? And these guys are there to learn how to work in a multifunctional, dynamic offense. We're going to be okay. This is the beginning of something really, really great right now. Barring injury and all this other nonsense, we're going to be okay. I'm not really, and I'm going to say one more thing. I like Steve, I'm not into the prognosticators of the sports world. I like to give every friggin' opinion they can. I just want to know the who, what, when, where. And so from what I've seen so far, I like what we've got, and we're just going to get better. And I'm only interested right now in the offensive line depth, because we got some weird names on this roster right now, and I know that's going to be pared down before minicamp, but listen, we are on our way. Steve Azul, take it away. Sorry.
Yeah, let's get into all the undrafted guys that, after the draft, of course, that the Giants signed to come to the off-season camp stuff. Guys like Aaron Davis from Georgia, a cornerback, he's been signed. Yeah, he's
really?
Undrafted. Now you also had Joel Davis from Bethune-Cookman. That's at HBCU. That's down in Florida. That's in Daytona, I believe. Nick Gates is probably one of the guys I'm really going to keep an eye on. He's a guy. If you're talking about hog mollies, that's been the theme, the hashtag. I hope this guy makes a roster as far as offensive line depth. He's a Nebraska breeds offensive linemen. And you watch a couple of his games, his tapes. He got undrafted, and he's been on the team at least three, I think, at least since his sophomore year. And that's the type of guy as far as building this team. I forgot who said it, and I said it on the mock draft about cornerback depth. I think Chantel's turn. That's why I didn't think we were going to get a cornerback drafted, because – the talent, I said it in the mock draft, after the second round, to me, the everything else was just a straight project. You didn't want to go that route in today's NFL because you already know They're really petty with the calls. I mean, you can't really put a fingernail on a player without getting a pass interference. A lot of those guys are really projects in this year's draft when it came to cornerback. That's why I thought it was best to do what they did and build the front seven or build the offensive line as they could. Outside of that, they did with the quarterback. But they pretty much are doing what the Eagles were doing. That's why the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions, because they were built from the inside out, offensive and defensive line. They arguably had the best offensive line and defensive line in the football. And that's what Gettleman was about. He went back to the old pages of Ernie Accorsi, building this team from the inside out. If you can't get guys on the outside, you build from the inside out. So I'm gonna pay attention to a guy like Nick Gates from Nebraska. They did bring in some cornerbacks. What's his name? That guy from Penn State. He was he was on the opposite side of Chris Campbell. That was other Chantel's boy. I can't remember his name. They brought him in. I think it was Haley. I can't remember. And
what position?
Cornerback, defensive back. And then
they
brought in, I think, a tight end here or there. A lot of these guys, you know, they're going to be competing. As this roster's at 90 people, you got to get it down to 53. I think there's maybe – I'm looking at offensive linemen is probably, in my estimation, as far as going to be filling the gap, unless somebody really wows us in the preseason. Not in camp, but in preseason. All that camp stuff and wow and all that, that's cool. That's fine and all. But I remember a couple years ago we were on this podcast, and people were really what's his name? That tight end. It was Jerome Cunningham. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
And he was making all these ridiculous plays at the Quest Diagnostic Center, and Giant fans were ready to put him in the Hall of Fame. Coming to preseason, and he ain't do shit. So I ain't buying all that crap, man. Practice is okay. But let's just be real. I got to see you in game action. You got to do what Victor Cruz did against Rex Ryan in preseason game number 3. You got to show out.
That's right.
That's the type of stuff I need to see. Not what you making one-handed catches with Nerf footballs at the Quest Diagnostic Center. That ain't going wow Steve Azula at all, man. Let's go back down the line. We can go to yourself, Chris, and then we can go to right down back to Big. So in draft this stuff, they want to weigh in on that, weigh in on other parts of the draft, other teams if they want to go that route. We can talk about Ereck Flowers, and now that the team is declining the option of next year.
I don't even know what to say about
The Giants are doing the right thing, though. They're doing the right thing doing that.
They are. I think he needs – I'm going to get killed for saying this now, but I think Ereck Flowers really needs another evaluation under this new regime before you call him out. Chantel,
my lord.
I know she's looking at me like I have 9 heads right now. I understand that.
The Johnny Cochran, all star defense right now.
But she, I mean, but he needs another break, man. I don't think we were a settled, quote unquote, team last year. And I just can feel her eyes right now. I don't think we were ready.
Yeah.
I mean, he was ready under this last regime. He may get another chance. He may ball out this year. Under this regime here, playing right tackle, I think he y'all I'm going to leave you alone. He might need another break, man. I'm sorry. I think you guys got to give him a break. But what I wanted to say, Steve, don't make me laugh, man. What I wanted to say was there's a ball player from Oklahoma State named Zach Crabtree that didn't get drafted. And he is in the Giants camp, for what I understand. And you guys are going to love him if he gets signed. If he sticks, rather. He's 6'7", he's 310 pounds. He's got really – he's never missed a game out there, okay? He redshirted the first year, but he never missed a game out there at all. He had second team All Big 12 in his junior year, and he started every game last year. He was first team All Big 12. I don't know why he wasn't drafted, but I know Mason Rudolph, that quarterback out there, did not get touched whenever he was in there. And the only problem was he had heavy feet. He probably kind of had a And that caused a lot of evaluators and scouts to step away from him. But I really think that he has really, really good backup potential. I don't think he'll struggle too much. He's got a nice thick, you know, he's got that lower body thickness, that big bold frame, that big body frame. That what's my man there? It used to be Miami. I forgot his name. Anyway, the one that was in that all that nonsense with the hazing or whatever. Him, Tony something. I can't remember. He's like him. He's very, very, very agile. He's the guy that I'm thinking will stick here, and you guys are gonna fall in love with him. He's gonna be a folk hero with the Giants if he hangs out. I just wanted to put that out there. Remember, you heard it here first. His name is Zach Crabtree from Oklahoma State. Big dude.
I'll be on the lookout for that.
Looks like he should be WWF. Okay. He's good. He's got nice timing, his combo blocks. He's good. You wait till you see him. But I wanted to say that. You know what? Before I pass it on, I'm telling you, Flowers is going to ball out this year, and we're going to all scratch our heads on what the hell we're going to do when everybody's putting out a feeler for him. Trust me. This is his moment. He's gonna do it. And I think if there's any motivation to get him to do it, it was yesterday when he got put that tag or whatever the hell that's called put on him. So we'll see what happens after that. Anyway, that's enough of me. So who's up, Steve? I'm sorry.
Bring back on Bakes.
Huh? Bakes. Where are you?
Oh, okay. Bring on Bakes and then go to
Professor.
After that.
Professor. Oh.
I'm getting ready to get slammed. Yes, sir.
Are you suffering from altitude sickness?
No, I'm actually, you know, on Henny White number 3, and
that explains it now. That explains it. The third one.
No, man, he's gonna be all right, man. Don't talk about.
You know what, Andre 3000 said flowers, roses really smell like boo-boo. Flowers is a rat. The dude is basura, okay? He's trash.
Basura?
Basura. He's trash. It's time for him to go. You know, he had all the opportunities, you know what I'm saying? They never benched him. Yeah, he got dogged in the media. I don't know if he got dogged in the team room during meetings, but he got dogged in media. But he had an opportunity, and he played. He played decent down the stretch. I didn't give a stack, something like that. But he was not the solution. A wake up call. We signed Solder. Move him to right. I can't see him getting another opportunity besides that because he hasn't done it. Now they said they're not going to pick up the option. That's no any more motivation to say, hey, I'm gonna show you guys. But usually, guys in a contract year play better.
That's true.
So because you're motivated by making money. But he won't be making any more money with the New York Football Giants. I think he blew. You know, he blew his opportunity, and you know, he was allegedly a first round talent, but he's never proven that. I think it's time for him to go, man. I don't know who's going to play on the right side.
I hope he goes out there and he is lights out all year long.
I hope so,
and
too.
So do you.
I hope so, too. We're still not signing him.
Okay. We'll see.
I think that's two different arguments. I don't think we're signing him. I'm gonna hold off my thoughts because I'm going to tell y'all why. And I'm kind of with Chris on this, and then I'll explain why. I guess anybody else, then we go to whoever's next after that, Chris.
Okay. Okay. You're gonna do it now? Go ahead and chime in now.
No. I already said my piece. We gotta get the stakeholders on, man.
Let's get the stakeholders on right now. Let's go out to Big Blue, Arizona, man.
Let's
do that. Jason!
Yeah, guys. Oh, man. What a day. What a day. Chris, Steve, good to hear from you.
Yeah.
I've missed you. It's been 2 weeks, dude. It's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Look, Chris, I normally say you're missing out on the weather. Nah, it's kind of around, you know.
I know.
75. Nothing really. I mean, I ain't bragging about it. Nothing too spectacular. So listen, you guys put me in on the queue ahead of other people. I'll make it really short and sweet. I just want to give a few bullet points that I kind of feel are really important.
Before you do that, congratulations on the community service project, raising the contributions to your guys' organization. I just wanted to shout
Steve,
that out.
Thank you very much. And listen, Steve, I want to give you a thank you. Steve, check this out. If it wasn't for you and for Bakes installing to me what New York Giants frontliners are all about, it wouldn't have made sense. Now it makes sense, and I want to thank you and Bakes for telling me there's more than just, you know, the tailgates, the partying. There's also the community service and giving back, and that really, really stuck to me like glue. So thank you guys very much. I appreciate that.
No doubt. Respect.
Did that bleed blues?
So just a few things. Eric Flowers, we all knew that he wasn't going to be having his fifth-year option picked up. What concerns me is two things. He's going to take up a roster spot regardless. I don't think they're going to cut him. They're not going to trade him. If they really want to punish him, they're going to let him sit the whole year. That way he cannot audition this year for his next new team, looking at somewhere between $8 and $12 million a year. So
right.
I kind of don't know what to do with that situation, because I think that he's in the driver's seat right now. The Giants have pretty much given up. They can either sit him and not expose him to the other 31 teams, or they can play him and basically do a community service, if you will, and let him audition for other teams that are going to want his services for the next year. But he's still going to take up a roster spot. That's what I don't like. The draft was amazing. Picks the second round, I was ecstatic all the way up to however they went. The first round, it is what it is. But, you know, Will Hernandez, I'm going to say this, he's going to be a Giants lifer. 10 years guarantee he's going to be with that team. He is a Giants lifer. He'll be around longer than Saquon Barkley, and I'll bet anybody that. I got $100 right now, Will Hernandez will be on the Giants longer than Saquon Barkley.
Better than Chris Knee?
Better than Chris Knee? No, I was saying Saquon Barkley. He'll be on the Giants longer than Saquon Barkley.
I heard you on the running back. I'm talking about greatest right guard of all time for the Giants, Chris Knee. You think he's going to be better than Chris Knee? Ring of Honor?
Steve, that remains to be seen, but I will say he's a 10-year lifer with the Giants. 10 years. 10-year lifer.
All right.
I don't want to go that far yet. The other thing that I was thinking about, I said this on another media outlet show, and I don't know what you guys have talked about this. I'm very uncomfortable with signing Beckham this year. And the reason I say that, and this will be my last thing, is I don't want Saquon and Beckham's contract to expire the same year. You could be looking at $200 million. That's a concern to me. I'd like to have them have offsetting years when their contracts expire. So I would be more comfortable if they waited till next year to re-sign Beckham to his extension. I would not feel comfortable having both these guys up for contract renewal in 4 years from now.
Wow.
And that was coming from the Big Blue of Arizona. This is Jason, y'all.
Oh, the guy I was trying to remember earlier, Richie Incognito. That's what his name was.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was your grade on the draft?
Then? Yeah. What is it?
B plus A minus.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Fair enough.
Right,
B plus A minus.
All right, Jake. Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do out there. Community service is, you know, ultra important. And hey, there's never enough thank yous when you help people. There's never enough thank yous.
Absolutely.
So that's highly commendable. Thank you, bro.
Get ready for Charlotte, Chris.
Oh, yes, I am. I'll be there. Speaking of Charlotte.
Damn.
G6 is in Charlotte, isn't he?
Fly high.
Yes, sir.
Tarmac.
What up? What's your grade, sir?
Give it an A. I'll give it an A.
All right.
I would give it an A plus. I would give it an A plus if it wouldn't have been for the quarterback, which I like. I like the pick. But I had some other players that were on the board at different other positions that I'm mad at where it went. But not to say it's not a good pick. I'm just saying that dropped it a little bit just because it wasn't necessarily a need at the time. So, I mean, Barkley, let's be honest, man.
The guy
is going to help Eli. He's going to help the future quarterback of this team down the road. The best friend of a quarterback is a great running game. Good running game. They don't have to be great. And when you can run the ball successfully and take pressure off your quarterback, that's what you want to do. You always want to put your quarterback in that situation. We hadn't had a top running back since 2012 when Amar Bradshaw ran for 1,000 yards. 2012. Right. It's 18. That's a lot of time in between mm-hmm. having mediocre play at the running back position. Reese just did not want to draft that position, high. I think he reached with David Wilson when we got him. And so getting this pick, you can already see that this is going to be a different ball game with David Gettleman. Then we get Will Hernandez. He refused to go O-lineman early in the draft. Other than I think they said out of 56 picks between rounds 1 and 5,
yep.
under Reese, he only drafted 7 O-linemen out of 56 picks. So that means you're not trying to fix anything. You're not trying to fix the O-line. You never tried. Yeah, you got Pugh and Richburg. You drafted Flowers, but you really did not try. You did enough to keep everybody shut up. So to get Will Hernandez, I think Will Hernandez is an excellent pick. He's a hog molly, David Gettleman would say. And if you look at his film, oh, my God. When this guy's in the second, third levels, mauling people, knocking people off their feet. And he doesn't he's a mean – he plays mean. He don't like people. He don't like the other team. He's not out there shaking hands and trying to help nobody up. He's trying to knock your head off every single play. So I like that pick. The third round pick was it B.J. Hill?
It was was it?
Well, no, go ahead, Lorenzo Carter.
Sorry. Yes.
Love the pick, man. I thought he would have been a second round pick. He fell.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got good value on him. I think he's someone who can potentially start at that outside linebacker position at some point in this season. I think he'll be battling with Kareem Martin. So, he'll probably put on a little bit of weight, and that'll be the bigger issue is him just, I think it's around 250. So he'll probably put on a little weight and continue to, build himself up. But you'll probably see him this year flash a little bit. Love the pick. Again, I think Steve said it earlier. That was the biggest question mark going into this season with the defense change was, are you going to have players to fit and be able to transition over to a 3-4? Gettleman knocked that out the park. He installed Carter. Then we go to B.J. Hill. Same thing. This guy's going to be able to come in, compete. When we get in that traditional 3-4, he'll be able to pick up one of the end positions, and compete with that. Along with Tomlinson, along with Snacks being there somewhere. So, that was a good pick. Solid, again, value at the pick. The quarterback, man, let's be honest. He caught my eye at the Senior Bowl. He caught my eye at the Senior Bowl, and I was like, man, this dude good. I just didn't understand why he fell to the fourth round. A lot of teams say they had him in the second round, third round, whatever. Hey, so be it. We got him in the fourth. The value there was a knockout. I mean, that was a home run where Gettleman got him in. I mean, it's almost one of those players you just can't pass up. I think he'll come in right away. I think he'll come in right away and compete with Webb for that second quarterback position. And then, down the road, you got a potential Garoppolo type of guy sitting there. He has the potential to be like Garoppolo, sit, watch, learn, come in, compete, and keep the train moving. R.J. McIntosh, again.
Right.
Yeah, man, again, value. That guy pretty much could have went in the third round. You get him in the fifth. Same thing, man. He's gonna help transition us from a 4-3 to a 3-4. And he can't be number satisfied. Gettleman didn't make one bad pick, man. I just got to be honest. He didn't make one bad pick in his draft. And like I said, I give it an A. It ain't an A plus. It ain't an A minus. I give it a flat A. And I'm satisfied with where we are as far as the pieces we're installing. As far as flowers, Chris, well, I don't know. Chris, I love you, man. You know that, right?
Oh, God. Here's the setup. Yes, sir.
I know, man. I think I'll say this now, and y'all can move on. Let me say this about Flowers. He had we know he got the tools. He got the tools. He got the body. You know, he got the attributes. You had an opportunity to come in and learn right away and get a clean slate. Get him and say, you got a clean slate. Anything happened before now, you're good. You don't take advantage of that. And yeah, it was voluntary, but you had a chance to put your a foot forward in the right direction, and you refused to do that. That's very immature. Even if you're training on your own, yeah, it was very immature. And I think that we can't cut him because he'll hurt the salary cap. We only can trade him. Right. I don't know, Chris. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I don't know what's gonna happen.
No, I just don't know.
Yeah.
That's fair. You fly high anyway. Well, I appreciate that. Hey, I got to say something,
man.
Though. One more question
for me before we go to the next stakeholder. One quick question for Jesus. I think Bobby's next. Jesus, we asked that question. I don't know if you heard it. Would you – I put this as one of the best jobs I ever witnessed as a fan of 30 years, in the last 30 years, since I've been a fan. On paper. Where would you rank?
Right. Yeah, it's up there. It's up there, man. I mean, whew, I didn't come into the – I came in on the Giants in 84, 85. So, I mean, it's up there, man. It's up there. I mean, God, it's definitely easily the best draft in the last decade or two.
That's
complete
sure.
All the way through. I mean, of course he had some bad drafts. Let's be honest. Reese, that's self-explanatory. But, I mean, he smashed it. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with these guys, but – as far as what you need going into the draft and getting what you need and getting out of it, getting out, man, I mean, he smashed it. I mean, he didn't go quarterback. That would have been terrible. That would have been bad. I would have been upset. I would have been mad. None of these quarterbacks wowed me. For us to go quarterback, I would have been pretty upset. I would have been happy with Chubb. And to hear that if Cleveland takes Barkley, we go Chubb, that even makes me more happier because that would have been the next logical pick. Would it be to get your stud, new era, Lawrence Taylor? I mean, that would have been the second most logical pick to make. So to hear that being said, and that was the second guy on his board, kudos to Gettleman. He smashed it, man. He smashed it. I mean, we got a competent GM on board, guys. And let's sit back, watch. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride, watch, and see what we're going to do in the future. But he's building his team the right way, man. He really is.
You know, I was laughing earlier on, man, because during the draft, you guys, I don't know what analyst that was, but, you know, they were going over the strengths and weaknesses of each player. And they went to Will Hernandez, and they said, you know, one of his weaknesses is that, you know, players with longer arms can get at his chest, you know, during exchanges. And I'm thinking, why would you want to even get in this guy's chest? He will eat your ass up, you know. So we got. I want to attach that to what G6 said. We knocked it out the park. We knocked it out the goddamn park this time, man.
Yeah.
We really did. All right, fly high, bro.
Fly high,
Robbie.
That's what's up.
And everything NYG. What was the question, Steve? Sorry, man. I'm losing it.
Listening. His thoughts on the undrafted free agents and his thoughts on Eric Flowers, undrafted no team free. Option, and then anything else he'd like to say, and then we'll go right down the line. Chantel, and then Steve in L.A., and then Racing, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Who,
I mean, for what it's worth, Chris, for what it's worth, man, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I tweeted that out a few days ago. If you know, I don't like Flowers. I think he's a bum. I think it's ridiculous he didn't show up for minicamp. A lot of things. There's a lot of negatives about the guy, man. But as you said, there's one thing that's going to push him. It's this. And, you know, he's going to look at it as what it is. It's a contract year for us or for another team. So he's a young guy. You know what I mean? If you look at it for the other team's perspective, young guy, you know, if he has a decent year, they're going to pay big bucks for him for no reason, unless, you know, like we said, he has that decent year. So
I don't know, man. I mean, he had a good final push in the year last year. A bum year, he had a really good final push, and we all said it several times. You know, we can bash him all we want. He had a good final push. Graded really well in the last 5-6 games. You didn't really hear his name called all year for flags. So, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, he had a better year. Not a good guy. Not the greatest player yet. But I think he, you know, this could be the year in the new regime, like you said. So we'll see. Undrafted free agents wise, man. I really like the Aaron Davis, obviously. I have no idea how he went undrafted. He was the second best in coverage in that draft from PFF, which is crazy how he went undrafted. And I really like Sean Taylor, the safety from Temple. He's really good, one of the best run stoppers in college football last year. Really good player, another really good player to come in there and fight for the starting free safety spot potentially. What else, man? Like we said, overall the draft, it was great. I'm so happy with the draft. So happy with what we have going here. Not much else to say, man. That's really it. I think Flowers really had, if he's going to have his chance, it's now. I don't like the guy. I don't like him as a person or really as a player right now, but you really could see him step up in a big way this year. Especially, you know, you have to look at it just like the D-line. When you have better players around you, you play better. And that's what he's going to have. He's going to have someone like Nate Solder telling him what to do from that swing spot. So we'll see. We will see as far as he goes. I think that's anything else. I already covered Lauletta. Guy that was ahead of me said the same thing. You know, Senior Bowl, he lit it up, absolutely lit it up. And that value at the round four is just absolutely unbelievable. He should have went in the second or third round. So great pick there. And I think, you know, I'm rambling at this point. I think that's about all I have to say. But if you're going to the Giants home opener, man, hit me up on the Twitter and let's meet up because I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. So other than that, man, I ain't got much else to say.
That's Robbie of Everything NYG. Chantel! Undrafted, free agents, anything?
Yes. Chris.
Well, yes. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I really wish you could have seen my face when you rambled on about the Eric Flowers nonsense. I think I saw everything that's the top part of my head. Listen,
just
pack your shit and be done with him. Just listen. There is no Easter Sunday for Eric Flowers. He is dead and he is not rising up again. It's not happening. He's been here since 2015. He's done. He just. It's nothing. And I have been one of those people who said maybe it takes time. Maybe he just needs more chances. No. It's time. And even worse, he's going to be competing with other guys, mainly for me, Chad Wheeler and Adam Bisnawati, who were denied their chance to even start at anything. Who were never given that chance to compete for anything. And it's awkward that they were never given a chance. Flowers has never been told to compete for anything. You know, as long as Reese has been here, Flower has been under his nut sack, and Reese has said, here's your job at right tackle. Oh, we lost Beatty. Here's your job at left tackle. Oh, you blew it this year. Here, have another year to try again. Oh, you blew it again. Like a porn star, you blew it. Here's another chance again. There comes a time when we say enough. There comes a time when we have to say enough. And Bisnawati and Wheeler are salivating at this chance because they probably won't get it again. And it's the first one that they've gotten. I expect those two to fight with teeth trying to take that job from Flowers because Flowers has done nothing to show that he's the be-all, end-all at the tackle position. I mean, the signs and neon. I don't think so. The signs and neon lights was when Gettleman called him minutes after signing Solder, saying, "Listen, you're not left tackle. You're going to the right, and now you have to compete for it." It would be ridiculous if they didn't put him up with Wheeler and Bisnawati to compete for it. If that never happened, I don't know, but I just cannot stomach this waiting game for Eric Flowers anymore. I mean, there's a better chance of all of the MTA in the city running on time than Eric Flowers being that. Yeah. That's how sick and tired I am. Yeah, well, I just can't deal with it anymore. I'm really hoping that, you know,
the hell out improves you and Bakes and G6 and everybody else. Friggin' Long. I hope he comes in there like gangbusters and looks like friggin'. Yes,
okay.
All right.
Well, here's the thing.
If Flowers falls
the hell out and I make a hell of a lot of money with my novels being published and I make it to New York Times bestseller, if I do that, he can take part of my money and he can buy himself a blowjob with it. Until then, you have something to prove to me.
All right. You know what? You are rebuilding.
Can I rebut that real quick before we go to the stakeholders? Because I know we're crunched on time. I'm trying to get everybody real quick. You don't give up on 6'6", 320-plus pounds of talent at the right tackle position.
Nope.
Left tackle, we are all in agreement. You can't – once you sign Nate Solder, you have to move him to the right. And everything's factual when it comes to competition. Like G6 said, it's voluntary. You did not have to beat it. Now, how could we crush him when he was pretty much in the whole building the whole winter season last year? So what if he didn't go for 3 days? He's not obligated to because it's voluntary. Let me show you some other things that I really like what Robbie said. Because you can't pick a game in the last 6 games as bad as the season was where Eric Flowers was fucking up that bad. He was pretty decent at left tackle. He kind of held his own. At right tackle, his rookie year, he grew into the position when we drafted him. Because remember, Will Beattie can't fucking weightlift. He broke his fucking whatever his clavicle bone was out. He was rushed to that left tackle position and looked a mess. I'm going to add you some other facts on top of this because John Flaherty was a garbage offensive line coach. Wow, we got Hal Hunter. Why I say Hal Hunter? He's been an offensive line coach for 30 years. He's been one of the best offensive line coaches since in the mid-2000s when he was running with the San Diego Chargers. And he coached Joe Thomas up in Cleveland. He's an upgrade over John Flaherty. That alone puts Eric Flowers in a favorable position. Also, he's got the agent Drew Rosenhaus. So you know Drew Rosenhaus is in this here about play well, get paid, go somewhere else. Mic drop.
That's it.
Okay.
Mic drop. Okay, we're going to have to start off. Okay, we're going to start off final thoughts. Where are we at? Where am I at? Okay, we're going to have to start off final thoughts with Big O. Okay.
Peace and blessings. Man, I'm still at work,
your
man.
Give us your wonderful final thoughts on the draft, please.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about, you know, my thoughts are we knocked it out the ballpark. So I'm like, I was hitting backflips. Remember this name, Kyle Loletta. I guarantee you, man, in a few years he'll be our starting quarterback, not Webb. And this Flowers thing y'all was talking about, man, everything Steve said, I approve that message. Flowers is a right tackle. That's where he was supposed to be. And we didn't have good coaching, period, point blank. I didn't want to say too much. If you don't got good coaching, your team is going to be straight up, flat out garbage. Gettleman saw it. That's why Jones is going to be our starting center. And what's the name is out of here, man. I told people a couple years ago that Jones is a good offensive lineman, should have been in that line a long time ago. And why he wasn't is because, like Bob always say, know your personnel. And our coaching staff clearly didn't know what we had out there, man. So that's why they cleaned house. New regime came in, and we're gonna be a different team, man. With real coaching and real plays out there, man. So with that being said, man, I'll holler at you guys next week, man, at the right time. I just dropped down and I didn't even notice it was already 8-something, man. I'm still working. So other than that, man, peace and love, man.
Peace and love. Peace
Honorable.
And blessings, Big O. Thank you, bro. Let's go around the corner, man. Let's give everybody 45. I love it. 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 Let's give everybody 45. Let's. Can we go back to Rob? Rob, where's my man at? At Everything NYB.
Yo, I'm here. My bad.
Give us a nice 30 seconds, man. Give us a nice friggin' send off, sir.
Yeah, man. Overall, like everyone said, this is the most optimistic I've been about a Giants draft class and the Giants in general in a long time. Jerry Reese is somewhere kicking his feet up, not having a job, and the same with McAdoo. They both realize how incompetent they were in the draft. they're eating nachos at a bar far from New York, man. So, Dave Geddy, baby, Dave Godelman, what a damn good draft. I can't wait for this season, man. Let's get it. Blue.
Hey, man, I love your picks on Facebook, by the way, man, and I will see you at actually two games this year at least, Rob. So we'll hang out.
Man.
All right. At Everything NYG. That's Robbie, everybody. We're going to move right along. Where are we at? Where are we at? Steve, Giants fans in L.A. Sir, say a little something for everyone.
All right. I'll weigh in on this Flowers thing. You know, if you get rid of him, you're leaving the right tackle position to Chad Wheeler and Adam Bisnawati. It's not exactly encouraging. I mean, I hope that Wheeler shows that he deserves a job this year, but that's a hope. That's not, you know, I can't assume that's going to happen. So Flowers is going to be on this team. I mean, I don't see them. They need him even to be there in case, you know, one of these guys falters or, you know, what if Solder gets hurt? I mean, they're going to have somebody to back up. So, you know, he's 23. He was drafted when he was 20. I don't expect the light to ever go on for him, but, you know, I can't say it will never happen. You know, sometimes these guys take time to mature. I mean, just look in a shorter time frame. Landon Collins, his first year was a bum. Then his second year, he was the greatest safety ever. So sometimes it takes time for these guys. Now, admittedly, I've run out of patience with Flowers, and I'm not expecting him to play well this year, but I don't think they can just get rid of him. I mean, I think they need him on the roster, if only to push, you know, Wheeler and Bisnawati to be that tackle that they need. So I expect him this to be his last year. I hope Wheeler is the starting right tackle, and I hope that by the end of the year they won't need him. But they need him to be on the roster. I mean, if they get rid of him, I don't think that gives them any cap savings anyway. So they're kind of stuck with him, and they kind of need him because they don't really have any other options on that front. Otherwise, it'll be exciting this year. It'd be exciting to see Barkley on the field. You know, hopefully if Beckham is back to full strength, they'll have a lot of weapons. And if that offensive line can hold up, they'll score some points. And with a competent head coach, that helps too.
Okay. Steve, we got to roll off. Ray Sun, real quick.
Yo, listen. Hey, Steve, where's Steve at?
He's there. Good.
Listen, Steve, Kyle Loretta thing with the quarterback. Ask Worm. I wish Worm was here. Frank, yo, I told him weeks before the draft, I even talked about him. And you know what? I've been studying film on him, so I know he's going to be all right, man. For all these people that think, yo, listen, I done study film on everybody. So you know what? He's going to be all right, man. I mean, is it insurance run, whatever the case may be, but you know what? We're going to be all right, and that's all I got.
Okay.
All right, shout out to Ray. Thank you very much.
Who's up, man, because I can't see nothing.
Go to Chantel. Chantel, final thoughts real quick, because we got like
Chantel,
a minute
final
and a half.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Final thoughts? Well, let's bring on camp. Let's bring on the preseason. I'm very excited for this team. I can't wait to see everybody work hard, especially the undrafted free agents. Who's going to be that Cruz? Who's going to be that Juan Younger? Who's going to be that Corey Washington? Who's going to be our Brett Jones? So very, very excited for that. Looking forward to that. Lee Blue, thanks, God. Good night, y'all.
Shout out to
all
Chantel.
Right, all right.
Thank Chantel. You very much.
Who's up, Jason?
Jason, Big Blue, Arizona. 15,
real
20
quick.
Seconds.
15, 20 seconds. A lot of people say that Gettleman knocked this draft out of the park. Let me just say something really quickly. Gettleman replaced fake-ass Jordans with real Jordans.
Thank you very much.
All right, shout out. Go to G6 Fly. Mm-hmm. Final thoughts real quick. And then,
Hey, I will say this to Flowers, on Flowers' behalf, man. I follow him on IG. I'm following him closely, man. The dude done lost weight. He look good. He do look good. He do look good right now.
Okay. I believe you.
Shout out to G6. Fly high. Cool.
All right. And, okay, nothing, man. I have nothing except, man, for love for everybody in Big Blue Land.
Check us out on iTunes, everything, you know. And I'm talking about Steve Giants fans in L.A., Robbie at every NYG, Racing, Jason Big Blue Arizona, Chantel, Big O, Bakes, which you need to speak right now, and Azul, take us out.
Yeah, we're out of time, man. Shout out to all the stakeholders, and thank you for all those on the draft, the draft show this week. We got the off-season schedule. I forgot to say that, man, because we got the OTAs at the end of this month, right before Memorial Day, around a few days. Yeah, I forgot to mention it, around early June. And then you got the mandatory mini stuff that you got to be there the second week of June. So forgot to bring that up. So Sangre Azul will be back next Thursday for another episode on the Sangre Azul Bleed Blue Show, the Stakeholders Frontliner Radio. Oh, damn, Bakes. You get Bakes' final shout-out. Is Bakes still there? Bakes, real quick. Quick final shout-out.
Bleed Blue, baby. We moving forward.
All right.
Sangre Azul.
All right.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop.